sold and used with it.
You know, this is an irrelevant observation, but it's just astounding. When we think about Right Height and what shadow it puts over this case, Right Height was a decade and a half ago or more, if I'm recalling the date correctly. And in the intervening years, we've had very few cases that really plumbed the expanse of these rules, entire market value rule, apportionment, how you do the calculation, who has what burden. It's kind of amazing that since patent cases are heavily, not exclusively about damage, but heavily about damages, also injunctions, of course, but heavily about damages, that at this late date, all these years later, the 27th or 28th year in the existence of this court, there still seems to be massive unclarity about how reasonable royalty damages are to be calculated.